All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let us begin. Baruch Hashem, today we have the great Sechus to actually begin and finish the 12th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, Perek Yod Beis. So remember again, in Perek Yod Aleph, we were introduced to the concept of Nikios, cleanliness. And again, obviously not referring to a sense of physical cleanliness, but rather focusing on spiritual cleanliness and the need to go ahead and remove from ourselves any last vestige or shemetz of averus, recognizing that in order to achieve a level of true spiritual accomplishment, it's not just enough to go ahead and often just stop behaviorally sinning, but to recognize that sin itself has so many different tentacles, so many different appendages, and to root that out within ourselves. In Perek Yud Beis, now the Ramchal writes, "Bedarchei kinyas hanikius." Now that we've learned about the midah, now the question becomes, how do we actually acquire this particular midah for ourselves? How do I acquire the midah of nikius? And this is actually beautiful. So Ramchal writes as follows: "Hinei ha'emtzai ha'amiti liknos hanikius." The real way, the real manner, the emtzai ha'amiti, the mechanism through which one is able to acquire this midah, who has mother sakriya b'divrei chachamim zichron lebracha. It's incredible. Learning Torah. The Rebbe say, now, the Ramchal says, it's not just simply learning, it's what he calls a hasmada. Hasmada means a consistent, diligent, and vigilant learning of Torah. He says, b'divrei chachamim, the words of Chazal, zichron lebracha, im binyanei halachas, v'im binyanei hamusarim. Now what we're going to see is, in order to acquire the midah of Nikios, one has to have a two-pronged learning process or learning system. Number one, the learning of halacha, and number two, the learning of Musar. Why do you need both of these things? This is actually interesting. So now in Perek Yud Aleph that we learned about the midah of Nikios, how pivotally important this midah is, the need for it. Acher shekvar hisig hazihiros vazrizos. Now, I remember again, part of the beauty of this sefer, and this is where a little bit of chazara comes in, is to recognize that the Ramchal set this up. Actually, very exciting. On one of our first stops on our upcoming Yarche Kala, and Eretz Hashem is by the kever of the Ramchal. Our first shir in Eretz Yisrael is going to be in Tveria by the kever of the Ramchal. It's the first shir in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, the power ultimately again of this limud, is a recognition that this is a progression. In other words, you can't just learn Mesilas Yesharim in freeze frames. But rather, again, a person has to learn Mesilas Yesharim as a progression. So remember, again, every step is building on the next. So we started, ultimately, with Zihiros, awareness. We went then on to Zerizos, alacrity, zeal. We then went on to Nikios, the sense of spiritual cleanliness. And each of these steps build one upon the other. So the Ramchal says, after I've acquired all of these midos, b'mashinis asek b'darchei kinyosem v'shachem imafsidehem. Now, let's remember again, in each of these other midos, zihirus and zrizos, we've gone through what are the things that help me acquire them, and what are the things which detract from this midos. Hine lo yisharu lo ata ikuvim liknos hanakios. So I will say, what I want to point out, in the Ramchal's model, which is a little bit different than what we're doing, the Ramchal's model is, you don't move on from one stage until you've mastered it. So in other words, you learn Zihiros, okay, let's dwell on that for, I don't know, however long it is, days, weeks, months, until like I've got that down. Next, we move on to Zrizos. Okay, you don't move on from Zrizos. You don't just learn, we're learning through the Sefer. That's not the ideal way to learn Mesilas Yesharim. The ideal way to learn Mesilas Yesharim is to live Mesilas Yesharim, which is you go through the Midah, you learn about it, you inculcate it, you feel like you've got it, great, you can move on to the next thing. So the Ramchal is presupposing a little bit that we've already done this process, right? So in other words, I've acquired Zihiros, I've acquired Zerizos, and now ultimately, again, I've learned Nikios, and now I'm up to actually acquiring Nikios. He says, Ella, so therefore, what's holding me back? Ali Yedias Hadiktukim Asher B'Mitzos, Kadesh Yuchal Yizar B'Kulam. This is incredible. So what is it that I need in order to go ahead and acquire the Midah of Nikios? What do I need? Rabbi, this is incredible. What do I need? Knowledge. Knowledge. Remember again, because what's Nikios? What's Nikios? So Nikios, remember, is the ability to avoid the various tentacles of Averus. Well, in order to do that, what do you need? You need to know what's an Avera. You need to know what's a mitzvah. I need to know what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing. So how do you know those things? Knowledge. Knowledge. Therefore, says Ramchal, Nikios is really predicated ultimately, again, on having a sufficient and well-rounded body of Judaic knowledge, so I know what to do and what I shouldn't do. V'alkein, hinei tzarech lo behechrech yidias halachos al buryam. So I will say specifically, what does Nikias require? A knowledge of halacha. A knowledge of halacha. La'das anfei hamitzus atechon mahamagiyin. In other words, again, you don't know what you don't know. So, in other words, if I don't know that something is a mitzvah and how to perform it, or for that matter, I don't know that something is an avera and therefore how to avoid it, I can't know what I can't know. Nikios, in order to acquire the midah, requires knowledge. Requires knowledge. I have to know what's a mitzvah, what's an avera. And ultimately, again, because often we forget many things, therefore, I will say it's not only a function of learning, it's also a function of review. Since we often forget so many of the things that we learn, and remember again, I will say, the only way to achieve a level of Nikios is to have vigilance in the avoidance of Averus, the performance of Mitzvos. But in order to do that, I need to know what I said, right? Wasn't one of the most startling things about Nikios when we learned it in Perek Yud Aleph was how many things a person could do wrong without even realizing they're doing something wrong. In other words, sometimes you do something wrong and I know it. Hinni mukhan la mazuman, right? La var alavera ploni, right? I'm ready to do it. I know it's bad. I know I'm not, but I do. But very often in life, I don't even know. I didn't even realize. Why didn't I realize? Because I didn't have the knowledge. So the Ramchal says you can't be nucky without knowledge. And again, not only that, even after you acquire the knowledge, you have to review the knowledge. Because so often we forget about a variety of different things. He goes on, he says, V'chein, b'inyan amidos. The Rebbe says the same is true. Now what is true ultimately, again, in a behavioral sense, is also true ultimately in the world of midos. He says, Mukhrachas lo kriyas ma'amari ha-mosar. Lekamonim olachronim. Person has to learn mosar. Because we must remember again, the midah of Nikios sometimes also manifests itself that I'm doing things wrong in the realm of midos. I don't have the right character traits, or the character traits that I have are causing me to go ahead and transgress. Well, just like halacha helps me with the behavioral side of things, the learning of musar helps me ultimately with my midos. And the same way that I have to learn halacha, review halacha, in order to be behaviorally nucky, I have to learn musar in order to be nucky on the midos side of things, on the character trait side of things. Kipamim rabos, afilu achash yikba adam bi'atzmo lios min amedaktikim hanikim. This is very interesting. Sometimes, even after a person pledges, I'm going to commit myself to the midah of nikios, afshar lo sheya'asham bepratim, mipnei shelo higia yidi'aso bohem, ki ein adam no, supposed to say, it's such a profound statement. So even sometimes I will say, I'm committed to the right things in life. In other words, let's be honest. If I'm waking up at 5:45, Tlamas Silas Yisharim, that means I'm pretty committed, right? If I'm not committed, I could sleep. So the fact that I'm doing this means I'm committed to something. I'm committed to something. So I'm in. The Ramchal says something amazing. You could be in, but here's the issue. He listens to us, he says, Ein Adam Nolad Chacham. What a statement. A person is not born wise. Ein Adam Nolad Chacham. Which means Rabbi say, I'm not born with all of the knowledge I need in order to be successful. What a profound statement. Right? In other words, I'm born pure, right? I'm born as a blank slate, but I'm not born wise. I don't have all of the details I need in order to be successful in life. V'eshel adasas hakol. So I say, here's my challenge. I'm not born wise. A person could also never know everything they need to know to be successful in life. Ach, b'kriyas hadvar misor b'mashalo yada v'yisponi b'mashalo hiske mitchila. However, when you learn, so be it halacha to help me in the behavioral level, or be it musr to help me on the midos level, at least I'm becoming more informed and knowing that which I did not know in the beginning. So we'll say, then there's another. So again, there's the learning of halacha in order to allow me to be behaviorally astute and know what I have to do, know what I shouldn't do. There's the learning of musar that's there to help me refine my midos and therefore avoid negative character traits, nikios. And then I will say, then I'm chasa something amazing. Then there are other things in life that are not found in a book. They're not found in a Shulchan Aruch. They're not found in a Mishnah Berurah. And they're not found in Sifrei Musar. But there are things I have to know in life. But here's the difference. Kibios sichlo neira ala davar. See, Rabbi say, this is incredible. When a person puts themselves into a mindset of learning in life, when I'm in a learning mindset means I know that I don't know. I know that there's so much more I have to learn, and I'm working on doing that. When I flip that switch to become a life learner, it's also incredible that you go ahead and you absorb so many lessons just from living life around you. I mentioned this in a different shiur. You know, I will say, the power of the knowledge that one acquires from just life. We know, we call an older person a zaken. A zaken. Zaken is called Zeshekana Chachma, one who acquires wisdom. And I will say, here's what's fascinating. What happens if you have an older person who never opened up a sefer? Is he also called a zaken? Is it called a zaken? The answer is yes. Why? Because there's a certain wisdom that just comes from living life. Just from life, even if you are ignorant in Torah, even if you're ignorant in Yiddishkeit, the fact that you've lived, gone through life experiences, by definition makes you wiser. What the Ramchal is describing is something amazing. So I have to devote myself to learning, because you don't know what you don't know, and you can't be successful in life if you're not armed with Torah knowledge. So I need to learn halacha so that I could avoid the commission of averos and know what to do in a positive sense. I need to learn musar because I know that I have to refine my midos in order to live life correctly, because I'm not born a chacham. Here's what's amazing, says Ramchal. When you transform yourself into a life learner, and I become the kind of person who recognizes I need to learn stuff in order to be successful, my eyes are also opened to the knowledge that exists in the world around me. Suddenly again, I have this experience and I learn from it. I see this in the world and I learn from it. And suddenly again, so to speak, the world becomes my classroom. I'm learning from everything in life, because I've made myself into a life learner. Such an incredible idea. Kibiyoso sichler ner ala davar. When my mind is awake, and I'm recognizing that I have to learn in life, holech umashkiach hu akolat stadin, umamsi inyanim chadashim im kara emes. Shabbos said, it's absolutely incredible. So what ends up happening? So I go ahead and literally, holy chumashkiachuladstadin, I look at everything, right? And I learn new truths. I learn new truths each and every day. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, that Ramchal is telling us, is so fascinating. How does one acquire the midah of nikiyus? How do you acquire it? Learning. Which makes sense, because the midah of nikiyus means I have to free myself from any vestige of sin. But you can only know what's sinful if you know what's sinful. So again, halacha, to help me with my behaviors. Musar, to help me with my midos. Transition into the state of being a life learner. And suddenly, I'm absorbing lessons all around me. Let's finish up. So we'll say, what detracts from acquiring the midah of zrizos? What detracts from it? He says, hine hein kol mafsidi hazihiros v'nosef alein chesar nabikiyos. So the Ramchal says, anything that we spoke about that prevents you from acquiring the midah of zihirus, so all of the things that prevent me from acquiring that midah also prevent me from acquiring the midah of zirizus. So what were the things that the Ramchal mentioned prevent me from acquiring the midah of zirizus? So there the Ramchal said, tipol v'atir d'ha'olamis, getting too caught up in worldly pursuits, right? Haschok v'halotzon, ultimately just being a joker, but it's, you know, just being like a mocking joker type of person, schak v'halotzon, and a chevra hara, ultimately, again, bad friends. So all of those things which detract, ultimately, again, from the midah of zrizos, also detract from the midah of zehiros. He says furthermore, v'nosaf aleim chesron habekiyas b'yedias adinim al musar. And of course, I will say, also what detracts from zrizos is not knowing halacha, not knowing musar. Because once again, if you don't know, you don't know. And if you don't know, you can't avoid that which is incorrect. K'mo shekasavti, u'kvar amru zichron l'vracha, v'lo ama aretz chasid. An ama aretz, an ignorant person, cannot become pious. Kimishalo yeda, efshalo lasos. If you don't know, you can't do. And if you can't do, ultimately, again, you also can't avoid the various tentacles of sin. V'chein amru, Talmud Gadol, learning is great. Shemevi lidei ma'isas. Therefore, Rabbi say, ultimately, the Ramchal teaching us that in order to acquire the midah of zehiros, one requires three things. Number one, the learning of halacha to help me with my behaviors. Number two, the learning of Musar to help me with my midos. And number three, which is a de facto reality, once I become a life learner, by definition, I'm able to go ahead and learn lessons from everyday life, which arm me to acquire the midah of zehiros. Of nekiyos. So I will say, shkoyach, mazel tov. We've now officially completed the midah of zehiros. Emir Hashem, tomorrow b'shaa tova u'metzlachas, we begin Parak Yud Gimel, the midah of Precious. Exciting days ahead. Shkoyach.